Shades of Blue and Grey by Herman Hadaway. The book is subtitled An Introductory Military History of the Civil War. The following dedication appears in the book. To Brooks D. Simpson, in grateful appreciation for encouragement and help during an extended time when 'twas most sorely needed. And to the cadets and other military and civilian personnel with whom it was my honor and pleasure to work during that wonderful school year, 1990 to 1991, when it was my delight and honor to be visiting professor at the U.S. Military Academy, West Point. Preface. In the fall of 1960, near the end of my time as a college undergraduate, I first encountered T. Harry Williams. He changed my life. His brilliant lectures on the Civil War and his dynamic and magnetic personality drew me to him and to his field, making me want to spend my career as a historian, specializing in this fascinating subject. He became my graduate major professor and directed my dissertation on the life of Confederate General Stephen D. Lee. Sometime in 1975 or 1976, I encountered Archer Jones. He changed my life almost as much as had Williams. Jones became my inspiring mentor, helping me to shape the Lee biography into the prize-winning book that it finally became, General Stephen D. Lee. And then the two of us produced How the North Won, A Military History of the Civil War, which I suspect is and will remain the magnum opus of my career. Subsequently, we also worked with Richard E. Beringer and William Still, Jr., to write Why the South Lost the Civil War. It has been a fun way to spend the past 3 1/2, and still counting, decades. I originally envisioned this book as part of a much larger whole, a multi-authored history of the modern military art. Several of my friends, colleagues, and even a few critics, however, have persuaded me that a sufficient body of readers may find it useful, even appealing, as it is, alone. For those new to Civil War study, I hope this will be for them the hook, just as my relations with Williams and Jones were for me, that will give a good grounding in a fundamental Civil War military history, and be the guide to further reading. For those who already are my fellow travelers, I offer this distillation of my thinking and my ideas. And for teachers and students,
sample complete. Ready to continue?